Be'ezus from his book, we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Malachim and the laws of kings and their wars in the Sefer Shoftim book of Judges, which we continue in the related vein from the previous program discussing the wars, which in this Perek we discuss specifically in the war, there's halacha, what's called the Eishes Sifas Tayer, the woman, beautiful of form, and as related discussion, that of a Ger Toshav, a resident convert that joins the Jewish, somewhat to the Jewish faith of the world. As Rambam gives halacha regarding the Eishes Sifas Tayer. Chalutzei tzava, the armed soldiers, kishei konsu begvul hagoyim, when they enter into the boundaries of the Gentile nations, v'yich b'shum, and they're going to conquer them, v'yish b'mehem, and take captivity from them, mutalem lechel neveilos, they're allowed to eat animals that died, or treifers, that have mortal defects, meaning not kosher, u'b'sar chazer, and the flesh of swine, u'kaitzabay, similar things like that, im yirav, if he's starving, and he doesn't find what to eat, only these forbidden foods. And the reason for that is because if he's going to wait to see if he can find kosher food, the enemy is going to realize this and then kill them, and therefore it's like considered in danger. And he could even drink the wine of libations of idolatry, because just like the Torah permits him, as we'll see in the next halacha, for immorality, for gila arayis, or the issues of astoyer, so it is regarding that of the idolatrous wine. Which from tradition they learned from a pasuk in the Devarim. It says, "Uvatim maleim kol tov," that house is filled with all good. Which these are orfei chazerim, the neck of the swine, the kiyetzbim, or similar things like that. Which the pasuk concludes, "Vechalta v'savat," you can be satiated from all that which is in their homes, which is all this non-kosher food. Halacha beis v'chein boil isha begiyusa. So too he could cohabit with a woman in her non-Jewish state. Im takfoy yitzroy, if his inclination overpowers him. But he cannot just cohabit with her and then leave. Rather, he has to bring her into his house. Like it says in the pasuk, you're going to see in the captivity, a woman of beautiful form. And as the pasuk goes on to say, that you take her home. But you're not allowed to cohabit with her a second time once the urges have already calmed down until you marry her. Halacha gimel. Now, in ishes if astoyer muteris, this halacha of the woman of the beautiful form of the non-Jewish people, it's not permitted, and to just cohabit with her in the moment, El B'Shas HaShivya is only during the times of captivity. Shem like says in the Pasuk, but Isa B'Shivya, you're going to see in the captivity. And this is Bein Besula, whether a virgin, Bein Be'ula, whether she is not a virgin, Bein Neshesish, whether she's a married woman, because She'ein Yishes L'Goyim, although a married woman is prohibited, but there's no marriage for Gentiles. And says in the Pasuk, B'Chashakta, you're going to desire her, Ava B'Shein Yaf, even if she's not beautiful, so not specifically Yifas Toyer. And when it says ba, you're going to desire in her, it means v'loy b'chaverta, not in her friend. Meaning, shalo yibol shtoyim, that you're not going to do this to two different women. V'lakach t'l'chol l'ish, and says you can take for yourself a woman, meaning shalo yikir shtoyim, not to take two, v'yibol achas and cohabit with one of them, v'yinich achas la'av v'la'achav, and to leave the other one for his father or his brother, you're not allowed to do that. U'menayin shalo yil chatzenu b'lucham, and how do we know you're not allowed to oppress her in the to be with her during the wartime? Shlomo says in the pasuk, v'havesel tech b'sech, you're going to bring her into your house. Which is Yachnisa Lamakam Bachkach, you have to first bring her to a place, to your home, and then you cohabit with her. Halacha Dalt. Hakoyin Mutter Bifas Toyer Bebirishayna. The Kohen is permitted in the beautiful maiden the first act of cohabitation. Because Shalay Dibber Toyer Kenegar Yitzchak, like we're saying, the Torah is talking about the soldiers in the type of form that they're in during wartime, and the inclination is very strong. So that was permitted because even though for everyone it's prohibited, it's permitted. But the Kohen cannot marry her after that, because she converts, as we're going to describe, and the Kohen is forbidden in the Geyeris. And then there's no more of the urges anymore. So that's not permitted. Halacha hey. Now, b'ketzah din Yisrael b'fas toyer. So what's halacha with a regular Yisrael with this woman, this Yifas toyer? So achrei shivalen abi rishayna. So after he cohabits with her, the first cohabitation, when she's still as a Gentile woman, if she accepts upon herself to enter into beneath the wings of the divine presence, meaning to become Jewish, so he immerses her in the mikvah for the purposes of conversion right away. Now, if she doesn't accept it, she sits in his house 30 days. And like it says in the pasuk over there, she cries over her father and her mother for a month of days. She also cries over her religion. It doesn't stop her. She has her nails grow long, and she shaves off the hair of her head, so that she should be repulsive in his eyes. She should be with him in the house. When he comes in, he sees her. When he goes out, he sees her. But they should be disgusted by her. And he does this process with her, Kadesha Tekabel, that she should accept. Im Kibla Baratza, but if she accepts the Judaism and she wants it, so then she converts and she immerses like all those who convert. Halach above. Now, if he's going to go ahead and get married to her, because she's deciding to convert, so then he has to wait, however, 3 months. That month of the crying, as we described, and then 2 months after that, because we need to differentiate between the first seed, which is the cohabitation he had when she was didn't convert yet, to the last seed, because that seed, as we're going to see in Halach Ches, is not considered from him, because it goes after the non-Jewish mother. So he has to wait 3 months. Then then he marries her with a marital dowry contract and with kedushin. Imli chavetzba. Now, if he doesn't want her, meshalchel nafsha. He sends her home. He sends her back to herself. V'machara. And if he sells her as a maid servant, say he violates a negative prohibition. Like it says in the pasuk, u'machalizim kodein b'kasim. Now let's sell her the sifas toyer for money. The machara, and if he sells her, in the machara is not considered sold, because Torah says you can. Umagza Adami has to actually give back the money. So if he goes and conquers her after he had beer with her, l'shem shivcha, for the purposes of making her his maidservant, when he goes and utilizes her services, so he violates a negative prohibition. Namalik says in the pasuk, don't go and be rebellious against her. Shalei yishtamish, but meaning to say that you could only use her as a wife and not as a maidservant. Halacha zayin. Lo yiratz lizgar. Let's say she doesn't want to convert. So megalgul mashneim asachedish, we go through this process with her for 12 months, just like the halacha when someone purchases a non-Jewish slave who does not want to accept the mitzvahs of a Jew as a slave has it. Lo yiratz, if she still doesn't want to, mekabel shev mitzvahs shenitzav b'nei noach. So she could accept upon herself the seven Noahide laws. Meshalchel nafshan, she sends her to for herself. She's like all resident converts, who accept the Sheva Mitzvah of the Neinoich, they're allowed to dwell amongst the Jewish people. But he doesn't marry her, because he's not allowed to marry a woman who did not convert what's called a Gerit Tzedek. If she conceived the child from the first act of cohabitation, so that child is at most going to be considered as a convert. But he's not considered that man's son for any halachas, because at that point the woman was a non-Jewish woman, and it's considered that his yichus after the mother. But the courts, the Jewish courts, they immerse him in the mikveh to become Jewish based on their understanding, which is the best thing for this child. Now, as Rambam actually shows historically, but Tamar, the daughter of Macha, the mother who is the mother of Avshalom, which was one of David's wives, Tamar, who was born from her, was Mibir Rishayna Shal Yefas Toyer Haisa. Her mother, Macha, was the Yefas Toyer that David had be with her when she was not Jewish, when he took her in captivity. Aval Avshalom, who was also her son, was Noel Me'acha Nisun, who was born after she had gotten married to David. So then it says, Kama Tamar, who was Achais Avshalom Me'imoy, was his maternal sister. They had the same mother, meaning because the mother converted when she was pregnant. Comes out that the conception was Shalei B'Kedusha, and the lady was B'Kedusha. So she's Avshalom's sister because if she would have been born not in sanctity, she wouldn't be his sister even maternally. So she would be unrelated. But the birth was, which is how we correlate to the mother, was when she was already Jewish. So, but therefore, Umeteres Leinos LaAmnon, she was permitted to marry Amnon, who was a different son of David, from a different mother. His mother was Achinoam HaZrielis. Not from her, so therefore it was considered, but it wasn't considered her same father, because from the father, which was David, that was when it seminates, and that was not Pekedusha, so it's not, she's not considered the daughter of David at all. So therefore it's permitted for her to marry Amnon, that's what the pasuk means, when he was telling him, don't violate her, don't assault her, as the pasuk says, Shmuel Beis, Daben Alamel, just speak to the king, he's not going to hold her back from you. That's what he was telling him, because although they were seemingly siblings, they were not, based on the principle that we described at the Yifas Toyer between the first time and after the mother gets married. Halacha Tes. Yifas Toyer Shalei Rotzel Anich Avodah Zarah. If there's this woman, this Yifas Toyer, who doesn't want to forsake idolatry, Achash Neimas HaChadish, after this whole 12 months, her can I say, we kill her. V'chein Ir Sheshlim Yisotu, if there's a city that makes peace with the Jewish people when they conquer them, in Karsalim Bris, we do not make with them a covenant, Ashich B'Rabah Avodah Zarah, until they first deny idolatry. The Abdus called Bekamisao, and they destroy all the places of idolatry. Bekablashar mitzvah and stab b'nei noach, and accept all the other mitzvahs that the sons of Noach are commanded in. because any Gentile that does not accept the mitzvahs that the sons of Nech, which is the whole world after the Mabul, are commanded. And Hoygan I say, we kill him if he's under our rule. Halacha Yud, regarding this idea of the Ger Tosha that we described, that this Yafas Torah could become if she is unwilling to become Jewish. Meisha Beinu, our teacher, Meisha Lehinchala Torah Mitzvahs El Yisrael. He did not bequeath the Torah and the Mitzvahs only to the Jewish people. Shemak says in the Pasuk, in Devar Meirasha, it's an inheritance, Kilas Yaakov, of the assembly of the Jewish people. And also whoever wants to convert from all the other nations. Shemak, like it says in the Pasuk, in Bamidba, Kochem Kager, like you, like the convert. That's equal. But someone who doesn't want to, we don't force people to accept Torah and Mitzvahs. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu commanded from Hashem to force all those who come into the world, at least to fulfill, to accept the seven Noahide mitzvahs. Whoever does not accept it, Yehurig, should be killed. Whoever accepts it, he's what's called Ger Toisha B'chal Makom. Wherever we talk about this halacha of the resident convert, but he has to accept upon himself the seven Noahide laws in front of three learned people. Whoever accepts upon himself to circumcise, and already passed 12 months and he did not circumcise, so that's like any other regular Gentile amongst the nations, and that's the halacha that he has. Whoever accepts the seven Noahide laws and is careful to perform them, he is from the pious ones amongst the nations of the world, and he has a portion of the world to come. But stipulating that he accepts upon them and he performs them, then they should see ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah, because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded in the Torah. But Yonah de Moshe Rabbeinu, and he let us know through Moshe our teacher, Shabbani Noach Mikoid Mitzaben, that the sons of Noach had already been commanded in these from the times of Noach. But if, let's say, this Gentile performs these sevenoid laws because of his understanding of morality and of different reasons of logic, in Zikr Toshav, he's not considered the resurrected convert, ve'in mechsidu mesa'ilim, he's not considered the pious ones of the nations of the world, ve'loi mechachmeim, and not from their sages, it's only if he's coming and doing it because this is what Hashem commanded.